I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Every Iranian-American needs to be in the polls and be voting Republican right now. Remember what Obama did to us? While our people were getting slaughtered, he looked the other way and then sent $6 billion to the Islamic Republic for their troubles. And then comes President Trump, chokes the regime financially, eliminates Qasem Soleimani, and then comes a sleepy Joe, another Democrat. Opens up the floodgates of money to Iran by not enforcing the sanctions. The Islamic Republic takes that money and gives it to Hamas and Hezbollah so they can bomb Israel. And here we are again. We begged God for a savior, and he sent us a president. He stuck his neck out for every Iranian who begged him for 2 months. Mr. President, go and defend our people. And he did.
And he did. That is an Iranian talking about praise God for Donald Trump. And saying that every single Iranian American must vote straight Republican. He didn't say it exactly in those words, but obviously support Trump and those who need he needs to support him. See, we were facing desperate situations. No one was coming to our aid. Everyone knew what was happening. They knew it from the moment they took over our embassy. We were aware of it. Thank goodness we got our troops and embassy staff, and that included Rocky Sickman of the St. Louis area, all out safely. But the people of Iran were suddenly shackled by the Ayatollah, a religious ruler that saw no rights for women, no rights for reading and learning by young girls, and every power at his disposal to wipe out anyone who disagreed with him. And they've been doing it as we moved into the current fighting. Can you imagine, can you begin to imagine how much bravery it takes to storm the streets of Tehran before all this shooting started? And you're out there protesting against the Ayatollah, who was still alive at the time, knowing that he has all the weapons. And soon they were opened up on the demonstrators. North of 30,000 known killed. An unknown number killed as well. An unknown number imprisoned. And we have Democrats in this country. We have Democrats in this country saying Trump is disappearing people because we are fighting against illegals in our country. If they would look to Iran and call out what Iran has done, they might have a sliver of credibility. But they have no credibility because they practice lies. And they're very good at it. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. Here we are, March 4, 2026. We're just 4 days into the war against Iran, and we are defeating them handily. We'll break it down for you. I'll remind you that with Larry Connors USA, you are always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. And before we wrap up this hour, in our next segment, as a matter of fact, I want you to hear from a Top Gun pilot, one of the best of our fighter pilots, describing how he sees the action playing out in the skies over and around Iran and in that theater. And we've already had three of our U.S. pilots shot down, actually two-man crews in each jet, shot down by friendly fire, apparently shot down by Kuwaiti forces. Again, we're told it was friendly fire, that they did not mean to bring them down. I don't know the specifics beyond that. I'm going to assume that that's the correct and positive statement. It wasn't some Kuwaiti who decided, I want to help the Iranians. I don't know, but I will point out, all six of them, parachuted to safety. And friendly fire is not an uncommon event. They're operating in a very constrained theater, and especially in the skies. We'll break it down for you in more detail. But our defense, I started to say our defense secretary. I almost fell back to a prior title. I like the title Trump gave him. Our Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, said, when we enter this, we're not coming in to play by the king's rules. We're coming in to win.
Our rules of engagement are bold, precise, and designed to unleash American power, not shackle it. This was never meant to be a fair fight, and it is not a fair fight. We are punching them while they're down, which is exactly how it should be. Thus far, Operation Epic Fury has delivered twice the air power of shock and awe of Iraq in 2003. They are toast, and they know it. Or at least, soon enough, they will know it. And we have only just begun to hunt, dismantle, demoralize, destroy, and defeat their capabilities just 4 days in.
The U.S. has hit something like 2,000 Iranian targets in less than 100 hours. And the targets we are going after are military facilities, military equipment, or plants that they use to build their ballistic missiles, and, of course, their nuclear plans. Are there some civilian casualties, innocents, Iranians forced to work there? No doubt. But that's not the intent. You do not see us. We have the capability to level Tehran, reducing it to no more than 12 inches high. We have that power. But that's not what we're trying to do. We're simply trying to get rid of a dictator who has led his country into severe economic crisis and put them on the edge of war against us and the rest of the world. And they shout on a daily basis, death to America. So when Hegseth says, when we enter the war, we're not coming in to play fair. We're coming in to use everything we have available to make sure that we come away a victor, and with the minimum casualties possible. New York Congresswoman, Florida Congresswoman Ana Paula Lena Luna.
Look, I think in any form of conflict, there's going to be a risk. But I want to be very clear that Iran has been responsible for killing thousands of Americans over the last 40 years. As a result of what the president decided to do while operating within his Article 2 authorities, you know, I don't know if many people know this, but they already tried to assassinate the president. They've already killed Americans. And they're specifically in the southern belt region of Iran, their missile program was a direct threat to our service members. And as you are seeing, they are now actively engaging, seeking to not just hit the United States, but their neighboring countries, over nine of them, as a result of this. And so, I mean, they're obviously going to be hitting back, but let's be clear, we were trying to negotiate. They were stubborn. They were completely arrogant. They would not agree to eliminating their nuclear enrichment program, even though we offered to give them a permanent supply of nuclear fuel for energy. And so this is a result of their poor leadership. I think at any point, as Secretary Rubio stated yesterday, the United States is willing to continue those negotiations, but that would be up to them.
We're willing to. At any point, all they have to do is cease all operations of building ballistic missiles, cease all operations dealing with any uranium enrichment, and say, we give. But while the Ayatollah is dead, and 40 of his top commanders. There are others wanting to step into his place, and they want to control Iran. And they want to be the next leaders. I don't think I'd want that position at all right now, but some of them actually do. And there was an interesting development that happened overnight. Our Secretary of War, Hegseth, points out we did something that has not been done since World War II.
An American submarine sunk an Iranian warship that thought it was safe in international waters. Instead, it was sunk by a torpedo. Quiet death.
For the first time since 1945, a United States Navy fast attack submarine has sunk an enemy combatant ship using a single Mark 48 torpedo to achieve immediate effect, sending the warship to the bottom of the sea. I want to remind everybody that this is an incredible demonstration of America's global reach. To hunt, find, and kill an out-of-area deployer is something that only the United States can do at this type of scale.
Yeah. In addition to Hegseth, you were listening to General Ray Zinkan saying we're the only ones who can do this. Now, Iran is claiming, and I say claiming because you can't trust a thing they say. And I've seen nothing from the Chinese side to verify this. I was going to have Gordon Chang scheduled for today, but he is obviously in great demand. The guests I bring in are often in great demand, so trying to get some time with them is often difficult, as much as they love being on the program, and I know you appreciate hearing them. I'll try to get Gordon again tomorrow on this particular point, because Tehran claims, and I say Tehran, I don't know who that means. I don't know who is the leadership in Tehran at this point, but the Islamic Republic Tehran source has told Reuters, which in turn dutifully reported, Tehran is close to finalizing an agreement for a Chinese-made series of missiles. And they cite six different people. These are supersonic weapons, can fly about 180 miles, fly low to evade ship defenses, and it would enhance Iran's ability to target U.S. naval forces. Now, here's the kicker. The deal apparently is near completion, but no delivery date has been agreed. Not agreed as to how much Iran's going to pay or whether China will go ahead and give it to them and raise the regional tensions. That certainly would be a new development we'd have to deal with to protect our carrier groups in the waters. But again, I don't know if it's true or not, but it's publicity for them, trying to show their people we're still fighting. And then in our nation, we have no idea how many illegal Iranians and terrorist cells are already here. We have no idea. We do know that they flooded across our open border. Thank you, Joe Biden. And with the terrorists inside our borders, we'd need to have our Department of Homeland Security and Border Patrol and ICE on constant alert. Senator Cruz.
Like sentinels standing watch at the walls of a city, the men and women of DHS guard the homeland day and night with extraordinary dedication and professionalism. And yet, over the past 18 days, Democrats have shut down the very department tasked with that mission, weaponizing the budget process to advance political disagreements. The same voices that once called to abolish ICE and defund the police have now left the sentinels unsupported and the watchtower dark. That is what the Democrat shutdown has done.
They will never admit that. They say they're doing it for your good. Just like it's for your good that illegals are allowed to stay in the country, even if they're convicted felons, even if they've killed or preyed upon children. And the lack of shame is always appalling with these guys. There was a, just recently, Senator Richard Blumenthal, Connecticut, asked several victims of ICE to stand up. Victims who felt they were rounded up unlawfully. They're here illegally, but they were rounded up unlawfully. And he wanted them to stand up. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt said, here's what I would propose.
Since we're having folks stand up, I would have Lake and Riley stand up. I would have Kayla Hamilton stand up. I would have Jocelyn Nangari stand up. I would have Rachel Morin stand up. I would have the beautiful sons and daughters who were murdered by illegal immigrants stand up, but they can't because they're dead. They were murdered by illegal immigrants that were led into this country by Joe Biden. And I think it's important to set the stage, since we're having this oversight hearing, to set the stage how we got here. 5 years ago, something was done that had never been done in the history of our country. We had a president who willfully ignored immigration laws and immigration enforcement, threw open the border to 15 million million people who are here illegally, tens of thousands of murderers, hundreds of thousands of hardened violent criminals.
And Joe Biden let them in. Thank you, Joe Biden. I know those of you who listen on a continuous basis, and many of you are loyal listeners, so I know you do, but I'm going to repeat it for those who are beginning to hear about Larry Connors USA and listening. Every Democrat, every leftist who believes illegals should stay here and not be deported, especially if they've been convicted of crimes such as killing or preying and sexually abusing children, I want you to go down and sign your name and say, they can live with me in my home until we decide if they should be sent back. Not one Democrat comes forward to do that. It's not because they're so smart. They're fearful, but they don't want to admit the fear. They want you to live in the midst of it. Coming up, the view of a Top Gun pilot as to what's happening in the skies over Iran. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
What the president and the secretary of war said yesterday, we can sustain these operations for a long time. They are transmitting to the enemy that we're not going anywhere, and it's best to surrender or capitulate before this gets even worse. Oh. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that yesterday. He said the hard stuff hasn't started to come down yet. So we're in for a longer haul than just the couple days than we've seen so far.
That is a Top Gun pilot. His full name is Matthew Wiz Buckley, would be his nickname, Wiz. And he's talking about what we've been able to accomplish so far. Now, he's not actively involved in the current action over Iran or in that theater. But he is talking about what we have accomplished and pointing out that Rubio said and admits the hard stuff is yet to be done. But we now control the skies, which is key. One source is reporting that Israel has also hit a key target. This is what a defense expert describes as a multi-million dollar precision-guided attack involving also U.S. waves of these lower-cost kamikaze drones. You know, we really appreciate our pilots that fly these missions. But it's always better if you don't have to have a human life at stake. And the kamikaze drones that we have recently developed and unleashed in Iran, obviously no pilots on board, and they're given a target and they fly straight into it. Kamikaze, just as we saw the Japanese carry out against our U.S. ships during World War II. They were flying the plane directly into whatever ship they could hit and hopefully not be shot down early. If they were going to be a true kamikaze pilot, they were not going to be returning home. But the Cameron Shell, who is the CEO of a drone manufacturer, says this campaign of the kamikaze drones was obviously prepared with advanced and costly assets against Khomeini's compound, while U.S. forces used cheaper drones to overwhelm on land, air, and sea. And in fact, the U.S. Central Command did command that it was a historic operation, delivering more American retribution. Precision strike drones and our manned aircraft in coordinated efforts. It's not just a matter of the cost of a drone versus a fighter jet, but the fact you don't have a U.S. pilot involved in possibly being killed or injured or captured. But despite the best efforts of everything and every fighter pilot well-trained, not everyone on the ground or the air is that well-trained. And in fact, our Top Gun pilot, Matthew Wiz Buckley, says Iranian forces did bring down some of our jets.
We have air superiority right now. Talk to us about the significance of that and what options that leaves Iran.
Zero. They really don't have any options. When you have command of the sky, you can do whatever you want. We had about four tankers airborne over Midnight Hammer. We have 25 to 50 tankers airborne. We have free flow over the airspace, which means we can pick and choose targets at will and not worry about any ground fire. Sadly, Carly, the only ground fire we have to worry about is friendly fire. Thank God that those six F-15E Strike Eagle crews ejected safely yesterday and were rescued. I'm more worried about our own forces than I am the Iranians at this point. It's over with as far as our air, sea, and mainly land powers as well.
And keep that in mind because, as he said, six crew members. Each of the jets had two members on board, and all six were able to eject safely. But as he said, I'm more worried about friendly fire than being hit by anything from Iran directly. Now, how does something like that happen? There is no quick and easy answer. And this is assuming it truly was an accident and not someone in charge of a Kuwait missile battery that decided they were going to strike a blow for Tehran. But it is called the fog of war for that very reason. Sometimes it gets very confusing. And targets are everywhere. And if you cannot properly identify them before you fire that shot, you can't bring it back. Evasive maneuvers might save the pilot and the plane. But at the same time, you can't be sure of it. The casualties we have had so far have been after Iran slammed one of their missiles, ballistic missiles, into a region. I'm going to talk about that in more detail before we break this hour up for you. These were all active reservists called to duty. They were just living their lives here in the U.S., and when this went into effect, reserves were activated. And they were not directly on the firing line, but the problem with the Iranians, and I don't say the Iranians as a people, but the leadership, they don't care who they kill and how they kill them. They just want American blood. Seventy-four retired U.S. generals and admirals, according to the Jewish Institute for National Security of America, are backing what we're doing. But they also warn Iran will want American blood. That we know. But this group of 74 retired U.S. generals and admirals, in an open letter published by the Jewish Institute for the National Security of America, backs our current military action, Operations Epic Fury and Roaring Lion. That's the one named by the Israelis. And I'm going to read part of this letter to you. As retired senior American military leaders, we support the U.S.-Israeli military action to degrade and weaken the Iran regime to threaten the U.S., our allies, our partners, the Iranian people. And we commend the valor of the outstanding U.S. military and our intelligence community involved in this operation. One of those signing is the former vice chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff who served during the height of the Iraq War. All of them arguing that Iran's leadership has spent decades threatening American interests and supporting terrorist groups across the region. And unfortunately, we don't know how many are currently inside our nation of the 12 to 15 million illegals Joe Biden allowed to come into our country. Thank you, Joe Biden. I hope you're resting comfortably. While we've got men and women on the firing line. And a final remark from our Top Gun pilot, Matthew Wiz Buckley.
I think the outcome has always been a foregone conclusion. The president stated clearly, as did the Secretary of War, say we wanted to degrade their ballistic missile capability and their nuclear program. Any other order effects after that, whether it's, quote, regime change or anything like that, that's going to be up to the Iranian people. But the military objectives, once again, whether it was the Maduro raid or Operation Midnight Hammer or Epic Fury, we can project power around the globe and hit our mission objectives extremely quickly. What happens as far as the political objectives after that is going to be up to the people of Iran. But as an American who was a kid, when I saw the hostages taken and the USS Cole and the Beirut barracks and Khobar towers and the 608 Marines, sailors and soldiers killed by Iranian forces in Iraq, today is a good day.
A good day getting them back home. And as we pointed out, one of those being held in the embassy was taken over, Rocky Sigmund of the St. Louis area, Marine. At this point, we have something like 18,000 American citizens returned to the U.S. since the beginning of Operation Epic Fury. The U.S. is now sending charter flights to get Americans out of the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. They've been warning them, have for days, get out now. And some 6,000 they're trying to reach to get out as I speak. Godspeed their trip safely home. Coming up, elections have consequences, as you well know. And that means some inside Congress hate America.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson Windows, built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Walk out the door, just turn around now. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with your spy? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It's stunningly easy for someone in almost any state of the union to walk into a DMV, fill out a form to apply for a driver's license, which you can do as a non-citizen in almost any state. And by merely checking a box and signing your name, you can register to vote, including to vote in a federal election, even though existing law prohibits anyone who is not a citizen from voting in a U.S. federal election. It's phenomenally easy to do so if they follow this stunning formula. That's why I've proposed the Save America Act, which would make sure that we have the tools necessary to protect your vote. Because anytime someone casts a vote in a federal election who is not an American citizen, it's taking away your vote. It's taking something that doesn't belong to them and that belongs to you uniquely as an American citizen.
That point is so clear. Let it sink in for a moment. That's Senator Mike Lee of Utah. If someone else is voting who should not be allowed to vote because they're not a U.S. citizen, they could be canceling your vote. And if you're not bothering to go to the polls to vote, they're actually taking your vote. This is why I want to drive it home to everyone listening. And you make sure everyone in your family and everyone that you know is aware that these midterm elections are critical. We cannot lose the House. We cannot lose the Senate. We might well lose the House if we don't show more backbone and spine. And when we've got American military forces involved in a military action to make the world safer, the U.S. safer, why the hell are you going to sit home on your butt on Election Day? And if you do that, I will bet you money some illegal that came in under the open border policy of Joe Biden, thank you, Joe Biden, will be taking your vote and casting and electing someone that will lead us deeper into, I would say, depression, but I'm not talking about economic. I'm talking about life. Senator Mike Lee is the senior senator from Utah, obviously known, as you could tell, by conservative constitutional issues. His term ends in January, his current term, I should say, ends in 2029, so thank God he's going to be there a little bit longer. He's not up for election this time around. But we have no idea of how many illegals are in the country. We do know how the left has tried to weaponize the voting system so the illegals can vote. Why else would they not want voter ID? It's protecting their vote as well. But they think you're going to be asleep. We can slip people into your place and cast a ballot that should belong to you. Are you really going to be that asleep? Are you really going to allow that to happen? And right now, of course, they're debating, does Trump have the authority to carry out what he's doing? House Speaker Johnson.
The president is well within his constitutional authority to do what he has done, and it is entirely consistent with the history of former presidents for at least four decades. There's no question about this. The Democrats never had any question about it when Democrat presidents were using this authority. When you look at the analysis of the War Powers Act and the law that applies and the powers that are given to the Commander-in-Chief under Article 2 of the Constitution, President Trump has done exactly what he should do. He is squarely within the law. He used his discretion and his authority and the intelligence that he had, exquisite as it was, as is demonstrated by its effectiveness, and he did what he should have done as a commander-in-chief.
He made it very clear, didn't he? And he pointed out the Democrats did this under Obama. When Obama bombed Libya and went after Gaddafi, they said not one word. Oh, you're in violation of the War Powers Act. The War Powers Resolution of 1973 was passed over Nixon's veto to check the executive branch power to commit U.S. forces to an armed conflict without congressional consent. That part is true. It does require the president to notify Congress within 48 hours of deploying troops. It does not say notify them 48 hours in advance of deploying the troops. How stupid would that be, knowing all the loose lips we have in the congressional swamp? And it does limit unauthorized engagements to 60 days. I'm not sure how this would play out, but obviously Congress, even if they watched it on TV, they got the notice within 48 hours, we're going after Iran. They didn't need to be called, send a letter, have a sit down. They got the notice. Now, the 60-day part of this, I don't know if Trump can see something like 50 days into this, say, we're taking a break. We're stopping it. 5 days, 10 days, and start it again. Oh, I know there'd be hell to pay as far as the Democrats are concerned. But despite the time when it was enacted, it has seen limited enforcement. Many presidents, including Obama, viewed it as unconstitutional, and they continue to take unilateral military action. This is not FDR standing in front of a joint session of Congress declaring war against Japan. We are at war with Iran, but we don't need an official declaration. He's done everything perfectly at this point. And every member of the left, this includes Democrats that don't like to think as far as left as some of their colleagues do, have to accept the fact nothing's been violated. You can wail and whine about it all you want. You can bluster and fluster. You can run around with your hair on fire. It doesn't change the fact. But they are, quote, members of Congress. They seem to know more. People like Ilhan Omar and the rest of the squad who hate Trump more than they love the USA. Secretary of State Rubio points out something. When all of this is done, even if you want to continue to battle and argue down the road about did Trump have the power, when all of this is done, Secretary of State Rubio says, know that this is a fact.
We would love to see this regime be replaced. And ultimately, as the president has said, he calls... But let me finish my answer. As the president has said, he would love for the people of Iran to use this as an opportunity to rise up and remove these leaders. They've been wanting to remove them for a long time. We've seen successive waves of protests, and we've seen them slaughter people. Okay, but the objective of this mission is to make sure they don't have these weapons that can threaten us and our allies in the region. That's why we're doing what we're doing now. And while we would love to see a new regime, the bottom line is no matter who governs that country a year from now, they're not going to have these ballistic missiles and they're not going to have these drones to threaten us. That's the objective of this mission, is to deny them the ability to use ballistic missiles to threaten their neighbors, to threaten our bases, to threaten our presence in the region, and ultimately as a shield behind which they can do whatever they want with their nuclear weapons ambition. We were not going to let them hide behind that, and that's why this was such a critical mission to undertake now while they were at their weakest point, and not a year from now where they could inflict even more damage and perhaps already be behind that point of immunity.
Keep something in mind. When Harry Truman replaced FDR on his death, he learned for the first time we had an atomic weapon, the Manhattan Project. Imagine that scenario never took place, but that we learned that Iran was building such a project and they were going to use it against Israel and any other nation, including the USA. Do you not think we should do everything we could to stop it? Would even the deepest, purplish, leftist, radical admit, oh no, let's let them do it. Let's see what they do with it. You would not only be a fool, you would be a dead fool. In the meantime, we have had some U.S. casualties.
We fight to win, and we don't waste time or lives. As the president warned, an effort of this scope will include casualties. War is hell, and always will be. A grateful nation honors the four Americans we have lost thus far and those injured, the absolute best of America. May we prosecute the remainder of this operation in a manner that honors them. No apologies, no hesitation, epic fury for them and the thousands of Americans before them, taken too soon by Iranian radicals.
And how many Americans will be taken by the terrorists that have already been taken by terrorists operating under the rule of Tehran over the decades and will for the future? Many of them we allowed inside our country. And we even flew some in out of Afghanistan. They were not properly vetted as we were told they would be. We know that now. Well, we knew it then, but you couldn't get the government to admit it. There were those we were willing to fly out of Afghanistan on our departure because they had helped our troops for the 20 years we were there. And we were going to protect them and their family. They got special passes and permission to come. But we didn't get all of them out. We didn't get all the Americans out that were still there. And we brought a lot of people in that were never properly vetted. We do not know, in part because there's no documentation available. Someone swears, oh, this guy was a good guy. He was helping. And they don't know, or they've been fleeced. And we let them into the country. And there will be an uprising. This shooting in Austin the other day, that they don't want to call a hate crime and say it had anything to do with what's going on. The guy is wearing a shirt that says, I belong, or this body belongs to Allah. Don't tell me that was not a reaction to what's taking place. And among those we have killed, have been killed, as Secretary of War Hegseth was pointing out, was a Drake University student studying information systems, computer science, killed in Kuwait on Sunday by a missile Iran just fired in to any facility it could reach. He was killed along with others. Sergeant First Class Tajans of Nebraska, Sergeant First Class Armor of Minnesota, Captain Quark of Lakeland, Florida, and two additional U.S. service members who have not been publicly identified. They were in this nation going about doing whatever they're doing. In the case of the one, the Drake University student, just going to college, but he was in the reserves. He got called up. He was not in a, quote, direct combat zone facility, but he was in a theater of war. He was downrange and within reach of an intercontinental ballistic missile or some other device fired by Tehran, basically hitting a supply depot, water, food, things of that nature. dead nevertheless. So we're into the fifth day in the operation against Iran. And Iran is trying to choose a new supreme leader. Anybody want to come up here? And Iran, at the same time, is praising socialist-run Spain for saying that what we're doing might not be right and they will not allow us to use some of their bases. Spain. So currently, President Trump is saying we may impose a trade embargo on that NATO ally and every other member of NATO who says we're against what you're doing in Iran. And I would be more than glad to see each and every one of them suffer. Thank you for joining us for our second hour. Let your family and friends know. Larry Connors, USA, 6 to 8 p.m. here every evening for you. And everything goes up as a podcast later. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.